1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. And we are going to continue in our series on relationships in the new millennium. This is part eight of our 10-part series with Rudy Canoza, a relationship counselor. We had a family counselor on last hour. You are specialize in relationships, correct, Rudy?
Yes, Bill. It's, most of the relationships I specialize in are the kind that are of long standing. In other words, if you are in a relationship with a woman for a great deal of time, or if with a man for a great deal of time, we have more time to try to help you, to try to fix that relationship. Those are the ones that I enjoy to be a part of.
All right. Now, you, what do you talk about? In other words, as a relationship counselor?
What we do is, for the most part, we talk about the modern couple, what they're up against, sexually transmitted diseases, cohabitation, open or monogamous relationships, and, of course, unwanted pregnancies. And the unwanted pregnancy is difficult. Fortunately, for instance, we have something that has come along that is a pill now for men.
And we have a birth control pill for men.
Yes, we do. And
because, you know, I've down through the years heard that they were working on a birth control pill for men, but that they were not yet chemically able to, I don't know, something about, you know, men's hormones.
This was last week, was the announcement. The birth control pill is here for men. And we are completely excited about that, and it's something that I've been speaking to different couples about.
What is this called?
I'm sorry?
What is the birth control pill for men? What is it called?
It's called, RU486. It's a mifepristone, I believe. M-E-F-E-P. I can't pronounce it, but it's...
RU486?
Yes, it's a pill. A find that I know of that is a birth control pill for men. It's the first that I know of. And
how do we now? This is a birth control pill for men. How? So we just basically take this every day.
No, men don't take this. Women take the pill.
But it's a birth control pill for men.
Yeah, it's a birth control pill for men. But women take the pill. The women take the RU-46, but it's for men because it helps men solve the biggest problem of all for men, and that is the unwanted pregnancy.
And it's, oh, okay. Well, you called it a birth control pill for men. I thought that it was...
Yes, you thought that men take it, but no. RU-486 is a birth control pill for men, but it's taken by women.
And it, well, why do you call it that?
I'm sorry, sir?
Are you having a hard time hearing me?
I'm in a just out of the street here, and I'm going into my office.
Why do you call it a birth control pill for men, even though it's taken by women?
Because, again, it helps to solve the biggest problem for men. In their relationship and in the, whether it be a marriage or is dating, it's unwanted pregnancy. It solves it for the women, too, for sure. But you can easily grind up the pill and put it into a woman's drink, for instance. If you're in a relationship and the woman is, for whatever reason, reluctant, and a lot of them have this, for instance... If you hear a woman say, I want to have your baby, and of course you cannot have that, that's something that cuts off the man's options. And so that...
All right, you're talking about a lot of stuff, grinding it up and putting it into her drink after she says, I want to have your baby.
If a woman were to come to you and say this, yes, you could grind it up and put it into her drink, because a lot of this is something that a woman is not yet aware of. Maybe she is... put on a few pounds. Maybe, for instance, you've changed your mind. If you said that you wanted to have a baby with her, but now you decide you did not want to have a baby with her. If she, you wanted to marry her, but you decided I don't want to marry her now. You grind up the RU-486, slip it into her drink, and...
But she doesn't know.
She doesn't, but you must make sure of her love for you. Okay, she may not know this. But by the same token, you must make sure of her love for you so that you can say to her, do you love me? And she'll say, of course, because you are in a relationship together. You say, if you love me, you will do this for me. Please take this abortion pill. And then as a way of softening the blow, you say to her, la, 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 la. And that is the Latin love call. And that lets you know that...
Oh, well, hold on for a minute, Mr. Canoza. You're laying a lot of stuff on us here. You're talking... First of all, RU-486 is an abortion pill?
Yes, it causes the uterus to abort the fetus, yes.
And you refer to this as a birth control pill for men.
Yes.
Because it deals with the number one problem most men have in a relationship.
Yes, indeed. The unwanted pregnancy.
The unwanted pregnancy. And you're also talking about grinding it up and putting it into a woman's drink. Why?
If you have a woman who is, you've been going out with a woman for a while, and she says to you, I want to have your baby. Does this give you a choice? I would ask you, Phil.
Well, no, I mean, I would hope that she'd ask me.
But if she says, I just want to have your baby, and she does not give you a choice, your options have been cut off. So then you can grind it up and put her in the drink. But if she gives you the option, you say to her, if you love me, you will do this for me. If she says she is pregnant.
Oh, okay, so you're saying if she will not take the abortion pill, you grind it up and put it into her drink.
Yes.
That, to me, sounds very duplicitous, very dishonest, very wrong.
You have never, have you ever been in a relationship when a woman comes to you and says, I am pregnant? Have you ever been in that?
Yes, I have.
But your wife or another woman?
Many years ago, it was a young woman that I was dating. Yes, I went through that.
And what did she say? Did she say, I want to have your baby?
No. This is a lot of stuff that that I probably shouldn't be talking about.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it, but you are ready to make a judgment on me. And
no, all right, I'll tell you. We both agreed that the best thing to do was to, for her, you know...
To have an abortion?
Yes.
Okay, why can't you say that?
Because it was a sad memory, you know?
So you wanted to have the baby?
No, I didn't. I just, she was very upset, and it was a sad memory, all right?
Let's say she said to you, I want to have your baby. And you had the RU486, you could grind it up and put it in her drink.
I wouldn't grind it up and put it in her drink, okay?
Well, what if she loves you? And you say to her, will you prove your love for me? Take this pill.
Yeah, but she's going to know it's to abort the fetus, the child that she's carrying.
I understand that. But if she loves you, you must test her love. You must at that moment say, I know that you want to have this baby, but what is more important to you, to have this baby or to have my love, to be with me? If you love me, you will take this pill.
Now, what is this la la la?
That is a Latin love call. It softens the blow. If you love me, you will take the RU486 pill, the abortion pill.
What is that?
That is a Latin, it's something every Latin man knows and most Latin women know. It is a Latin love call.
And all right, is this designed, when you're counseling, you're saying this is designed to soften the blow of her taking an abortion pill?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I understand that a lot of women find this to be very upsetting, a very traumatic, a very emotional. But you must soften that. So you say, if you love me, you will abort this thing so that we can live forever.
You will abort this thing?
Words to that effect. Whatever words use that will make her feel good. So you say to her, if you love me, please take the RU486. What you say to her is, raspo como un pollo en la calle.
Raspo como?
Raspo como un pollo en la calle. And that is a Latin phrase that means you have given me the gift of life. And for that, I am extremely grateful. So you say, will you please take this abortion pill? And she says, yes. And you go, blah, la 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 la. Then raspo como un pollo en la calle.
All right. Let me take a phone call here from South Carolina on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Yes. I just wanted to make the comment. I think that that's not right. You know,
what
said,
is not right, my dear?
Well, he says something about, you know, taking the pill. It's like a pill for men.
Yes, it is.
You know,
the RU486.
Basically get rid of their problems.
RU486 is abortion pill, is the first birth control pill for men.
Yeah, but women are taking it.
I know that women are taking it.
Yes, but the point is, if they protect themselves, everything will be all right. That's the point. You protect yourself.
Well,
you
know,
home enough, you protect yourself.
What do you mean protect yourself?
I mean, as in a condom.
Well, this is protection. This is a birth control pill.
I know, but that's still murder. That's based abortion. That's still murder.
I don't understand.
Saying this is an abortion pill.
No, this is a birth control pill.
Well, I know it controls birth by aborting the fetus, right?
Yeah.
Well, whatever. I mean, the point is, if you soften the blow, if you say to the woman, young lady, if a man were to say, who wants to wear a condom? It's like screwing a pillow, you know.
Who wants to wear a condom?
Well, it's like taking a shower with a raincoat
on,
you
know. Okay, can I ask you a question? Does that pill get rid of AIDS? I just want to know that. Does it get rid of AIDS? Is that it? Because
AIDS?
You mean, I don't believe it protects you from AIDS, does it?
I... I don't know. It might.
No, it doesn't protect you from AIDS. It doesn't take you from crabs. It don't protect you from herpes. It don't protect you from nothing. It protects you from a baby. That's
well,
what
crabs,
does.
You can get rid of that with a bubble.
I know what, how you can get rid of it, okay? What she's saying is that this is a pill that I guess what you're saying, ma'am, is the best thing to do is to abstain from sex entirely.
No, not abstain from sex, but you can use a condom. That's what that's for.
Well, a
that's
condom,
the thing about
like
it.
I said,
sex may be feeling good, all of that, but it's a consequence to it.
Yeah, but
so
a condom,
I
can't feel anything with a condom. What I would say to you is this. If you take this pill, if I were your boyfriend, I would say to you, what is your name, dear?
Adrian.
Adrian. I would say, Adrian, if you will take this pill, you will show me that you love me. Blah, 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 blah. Then I say, raspo como un pollo en la calle. There. How's that?
Okay, so basically you're saying that you want your girlfriend to take a pill.
Yes. If you love me and you love us, you will take the RU486. Blah, blah, blah.
Will you go, what is with that?
That is a Latin, very Latin thing.
Very Latin thing?
Yes.
All right, it could be a Latin thing, it could be a French thing, it could be whatever. But I think people should protect themselves regardless. If you love somebody, you protect yourself,
well,
right?
You're talking about, protecting yourself against disease, and you're absolutely right.
Because if you don't want a baby,
That's right.
Then they'll have sex.
If you don't want the baby, you can take the RU486 and the baby goes away.
All right, the baby goes away, but does AIDS go away? That's the point.
Well,
there's
I don't
AIDS.
Know about that.
You love her so much.
I think if you go to your, have you talked to your pharmacist? I have.
What do you mean, talk to your pharmacist about AIDS?
I don't know what she's
saying.
No, right.
The point is, you can protect your, you can not, okay.
Imodium
okay,
AD, I think
you
it's
right.
Imodium AD.
Feels good.
Yes.
Feel good without
right.
a condom.
You're right,
that's
ma'am.
That's true,
but you're
this, right. I don't think AIDS feel good.
What do you counsel your people about AIDS? What do you tell them about AIDS? That's what this lady say.
No,
what do you,
well, we haven't got to that one yet. I mean, we have.
Yeah, but you saying that
it's an 8-week course.
You tell her if you love her, she'll take a pill so
right.
you can have sex. Well, if you love her, use a condom so she won't get AIDS. That's the case.
Say that again.
Men shouldn't do stuff if they can't take care of their responsibility. That's what comes with sex when you have a condom.
But we are taking care of it.
A pill does not help because,
yeah.
First of all, if a woman don't take a pill for one day, she ends up getting pregnant. That's the point. If she is your woman responsible to take that pill every day?
If you take RU486, look at if you keep with that attitude, someone's going to have to grind it up and put it in your drink.
This lady sounds like a woman who is responsible. You know, she's a young woman who's responsible and doesn't have unprotected sex. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. We do have to take a break. 1-800. Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Rudy Canoza, a controversial relationship counselor. The very first birth control pill for men is on the market. He calls it a birth control pill for men, RU486. And I said, well, that's something that women have to take. And he said, yeah, but it deals with the number one problem men have in relationships, unwanted pregnancies. Excuse me. 1-800, what's our number? 1-800-449-8686. I'm Phil Hendry. I didn't park the car in the middle of the street, but I'm not doing too good. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Rudy Canoza is on the line with us. He is a family counselor, and we're talking about RU486, which he describes as a birth control pill for men. And you describe it as a birth control pill for men because it deals with a man's problem, unwanted pregnancies, correct? Wait a minute. Rudy, you there? Is that correct?
That's correct. By the way, have you got a cold?
Yeah.
I do, too.
Okay. So, in other words, this is not a woman's problem. This is a man's problem.
I think that the number one problem for men in relationships is unwanted pregnancies. The number one problem for women in relationships is how to make a man happy, how to keep him happy and sexually satisfied. So there are two distinct problems.
Okay. Let's go to Temecula. And you're, by the way, you're saying that the RU486 is a pill that a man could give to a woman and she would take it if she really loved him. And what's this la-la-la?
Then you say, if you love me, you would take RU486. La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la- then I forgot the other part. But there was...
There was something in there about raspo...
All right. Raspo como un pollo en la calle.
I don't know what that...
That's Spanish for you have given me the gift of life.
All right. Let me go to Temecula on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I just think that you're saying that men's rights are better than women's rights because you're saying to grind up this pill and put it in one's woman's drink without her knowing. That affects her rights also. You know that, don't you?
But you are right about that. But let me explain. Number one, when you and your man have been in love and you are pregnant and he is about to take a big job, say, in New York City or Chicago or someplace, that baby can put a serious crimp in your party plans. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, but
right,
if the
so
woman
why,
doesn't...
Why wouldn't you gladly take the RU486?
Because I happen to believe that abortion is wrong.
But this is not abortion.
You're saying that if a girl is pregnant and she takes the pill, it gets rid of the baby, correct?
Yes, it gets rid of the baby, but it's not much of a baby. It's only 7 weeks.
Well, what do you mean it's not much of a baby?
It's only seven weeks. No, I don't think that it's just a fetus. I believe it's a baby the minute it comes. So I believe that abortion is wrong no matter what. So if you are saying for my boyfriend or husband or whoever who doesn't want the baby to grind it up and put it in my drink, and actually, is it a farm? Do you have to have a prescription to get it?
You do have to have a prescription.
Well, then you're actually giving somebody else your prescription, which is against the law.
Why would you not do this for your man?
Because I believe that abortion is wrong.
But this isn't abortion.
You don't think it's abortion, but...
She says it's a baby. It comes out. It spills out. It's like something in your drink. It's like a...
God! You're a relationship counselor?
You're giving somebody a prescription drug that's meant for you, not for them, and you're actually giving it to them. That's against the law and wrong and dishonest. Why would you want to be such a scumbag?
If you know the pharmacist, and if I were to give to you, if you were my girlfriend, for instance, what is your name?
My name is Amy. And that crap isn't going to work.
I beg your pardon?
That la-la-la crap wouldn't work.
No, that is Latin.
Right now.
That is a Latin love call.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter. You're still telling me to kill my baby.
No, I'm not. I'm saying, please take this pill. If you love me, this is for the two of us. We can go away together. If you love me, then don't tell me to say that.
That's what I would say to you,
la-la-la, la-la-la-la-la. That's what I would say.
And I would say, what the hell is that? And you know what else? Is if you love me... Then you wouldn't treat me that way. You forgot to say
raspo.
Raspo como un pollo en la calle, which means that you have given me the gift of life. For that, I'm eternally grateful.
Words doesn't mean anything. It's actions.
Yes.
And you're saying by your actions,
and there is
you're so selfish
of you taking
that you're not going to take into consideration
in
another person's actions or thoughts or feelings. You're just selfish about your own feelings.
Why would you have sex with me if you're not willing to take the consequences? You see?
No, I wouldn't. Exactly.
All right.
That's just it.
But you see, ma'am, you're not willing
to take the consequences. Why would you have sex? That turns around on you.
I am willing to take the consequences of taking a birth control effective.
No, you're
birth
not
control.
Willing to take the responsibility if your girlfriend gets pregnant to raise a baby.
Look, if you don't take
the
pill,
same consequences.
But if you don't take the same pill, if you don't take the pill after I ask you, I'm just going to crush it up and put it in your orange soda. So what difference is
it? Well, that would.
You?
Oh, man. Then she finds out that she's been illegally drugged by you, and then you could get.
How does she know it was me? And another thing.
You know something, Rudy? You're talking about duplicitous activity, dishonest activity, and as a relationship counselor, I would think that you want to encourage honest activity, okay?
Exactly.
And you're not doing that. And what do you mean, raspo como.
That's raspo como un pollo en la calle. And
well, I happen to know that pollo is chicken. So what has that got to do with you've given me?
Phil, it's a colloquial phrase that has nothing to do with chicken. I can assure you of that.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686 is our number. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We're going to be back with Rudy Canoza and your phone calls. And we are talking with Rudy Canoza about the RU486 pill, which he says is a male birth control pill. Now, I don't see it that way. He's also saying that if a woman really loves a man, she'll take it because the RU486 birth control pill deals with the number one problem most men have in relationships, unwanted pregnancies. I find that to be very sexist. Our problem? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We are in part eight of our 10-part series, Relationships in the New Millennium. And we're talking with relationship counselor Rudy Canoza about what he calls the first birth control pill for men. All right, you're obviously way off base. It's a birth control pill for women.
No, it's not. It's a birth control pill for men.
I know you think it's a birth control pill for men because it gets rid of men's problems, unwanted pregnancies. The woman is the one who takes the pill. The woman's the one who expels the fetus. The woman's the one who has to deal with that. And you're saying that you should grind it up and put it in her drink.
Look, if she is going to force upon you a child that can keep your life from unfolding the way you want to, you have to grind. I am suggesting, I'm not saying that you should, but I would say that it's something you should consider.
Here is Fort Dix, New Jersey on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, this is the same as grinding up a pill and putting it in a girl's drink in a fraternity party so you can date rape her.
No, it's not. It's not a drug. It's not drugging her.
It does
not drug her.
Excuse me?
It is new. You're not drugging her. You're not putting her out. So it's different.
But you, if you say that a man who is going to ruin his life because of this pregnancy
yes.
is taking control of it,
yes.
would take better control of his life if he didn't make the girl pregnant in the first place.
Well, but she could have taken better control of her life if she used some birth control. But the point is, they are using birth control. RU-46 is the greatest birth control pill that has ever occurred because...
It's a terminology problem, sir. Maybe what we're talking about is conception control.
No, it's birth control.
No, birth control means you're going to control.
It's not born yet. When is the last time you had a baby? When is the last time you had a baby?
No, you ought to understand. The man should be in control of his own life.
All right, thanks for your call, man. Boy, was she boring. God almighty. Maybe just being on hold for a long time. Tracy, California, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
And this is a joke. This guy is crank calling you.
I'm doing what, ma'am?
This Pollo stuff.
Are you crank calling me?
No, Mr. Henry.
Oh,
I'm not crank calling anybody. I am a relationship counselor.
Okay, guys, stop lying. You know this Pollo stuff that you're talking about? That means scraping
raspo,
off the road.
Raspo como un pollo en la calle.
Yes. Do you speak Spanish?
That means that you have given me the gift of life.
You
but
are
I am a,
so
I am
full of it. Oh, my God.
Do you speak Spanish? Do you speak Spanish?
My husband speaks Spanish.
Oh, your husband speaks Spanish.
Yes.
Maybe he is the one who is pulling the joke on you.
Wait a minute. I want to talk to this lady.
Okay.
What are you saying that phrase means?
Raspo como un pollo en la calle. That is a very romantic term.
No, wait. I want to hear what the lady, what does it say?
It means scraping a chicken off the road is what it means. And the la, 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 la thing. That
is correct. That happens to be a Latin love a call, if you will.
Yeah, right. You
and,
don't even know what you're talking about. Guys,
oh, really?
No one
do you know what you're talking about?
Trick.
Do you know what you're talking about?
Obviously, you don't.
If
you
your
don't
husband, I would say this for you. If your husband does not know the la-la-la-la-la, then I would say that your lovemaking lacks a certain flair, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh.
You know what I mean, don't you?
So mad.
Those three things... represent.
What do you mean, those three things?
La, la, la means nothing in Spanish.
I'm not saying that it means something in
no
Spanish.
I have no clue what he's talking about.
When you do that, though, your tongue should dart from your mouth. Do you get the picture?
Your tongue needs to be cut off because you are just ridiculous. This is so funny that people actually believe you.
Oh, you are calling me a...
Wait a minute. What's going on here?
Nothing is going on, Mr. Henry. I can assure you.
You know, wait a minute. The lady says that you scrape a chicken off the road, and this is what you're saying to a woman in Spanish? Are you putting me on?
I'm not putting you on. I'm a relationship counselor.
Where'd you get your education?
He didn't get an education.
Why am I on defensive here? Why isn't she?
Does anybody know how to speak Spanish around there next to you? I mean, can you get somebody that can
next to me?
Prove?
Yeah, go find someone, Phil.
No. I would like you. Yeah, him.
Okay,
find
Craig.
Somebody.
Craig, could you go out and find someone who speaks Spanish?
Yeah, please. Craig. And while you're out, get him a cup of coffee.
I'll tell him to get me coffee.
Me too, my goodness.
And what is your name?
My name is Tina.
Tina.
Yeah.
If you take the RU-486 pill, you will show your love for the man. Bla la la la.
Your la 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 stuff
that
is driving me crazy.
I know it drives you crazy. In a sexual way, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
So if I take this pill, what is it going to do for me?
You'll have an abortion. It'll spit that kid right out.
Okay,
and
boy, are you,
an abortion.
Why?
Tell me why.
If you get knocked up by some, I don't know, busboy or something,
uh-huh, like,
you don't have to have the baby.
And So you're assuming that all women obviously are sluts? Is that what you're trying to say?
Let's just say that you're going to the grocery store one day, the box boy looks cute, you knock one off in the back seat of the car, and it...
Okay, you know something, man? You're being really offensive. You're being really crude. I just found out from somebody on staff, raspo como un pollo en la calle means what that lady said, something about barking at a chicken in the middle of the street.
Go, Tina.
Okay?
Go, Tina. Go, girlfriend. I hate you, and I hate all of you, because
you
don't understand colloquial. If you're not eating at the Y after the la-la-la-la-la, you must have a real problem with your relationship. And I would say the...
Okay, fine. Okay, Tina, we found out.
Good.
At least from somebody who speaks in Spanish. And I would have to find out from you, sir, why you did that to me.
Because I wanted to see if you would trust me. You don't trust me, do you?
No, I don't trust you. And why would any woman want to trust you? Why would any woman sit down and have dinner with you knowing you'd slip RU486 in her drink?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying.
He called your show to find out how stupid people really are.
Didn't fool you, did I, Tracy?
No, my name's not Tracy. Obviously, you're really stupid because you haven't been listening.
What's your name?
My name is Tina.
It isn't Tracy.
No, it's not.
She's calling from Tracy.
Oh, I got it.
Told you he had no education.
All right, thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. What are you trying to pull, anyway?
I'm not trying to pull anything. I'm saying that...
And what is this la 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 la? I've never heard of anything Spanish doing that. I've never seen one Spanish guy do that.
You ever seen a Spanish man come on to your wife?
Well, no, just the... What do you mean, have I seen a Spanish guy come on to my wife?
Yes, he will go la 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 la. That is part of it.
Let me go to some Texas calls here. San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Because they do speak Spanish in Texas. Yes, sir, go ahead.
I'm just blown away by this guy. I don't believe that he's a relationship manager because
counselor
because he doesn't seem that he cares about women at all.
I do care about women.
I think a relationship is supposed to be equal.
Yes,
now, in terms of this abortion,
how equal is it if she has to carry a baby? How equal is the relationship if she has to carry a baby? It is not equal.
What if the man doesn't want the baby, but the woman does? I personally believe that she should have the right to go ahead and have the baby.
But she will make him
without him involved.
She will make him legally responsible. No, she must have him involved because the law says he must support the child.
What if she says, I don't want you involved. I'm going to have this baby. It's my opportunity.
Well, then she's an idiot. I'll answer that question for him. Then she's a complete and utter idiot. Any guy that fathers a child, you stick your hands into that guy's pocket until he comes up with what he's supposed to come up with.
I am the relationship counselor, and I would say she must be an idiot. Admit it, sir. You wouldn't want the option of dropping this pill in your woman's drink, wouldn't you?
No.
No?
No.
You must
be
a fool.
I think that's wrong, because that's a human rights issue.
Would not respect
you're violating this woman's human rights. She, that's
human
your...
rights. I would not let but the baby. It violates my rights. So far, I don't have the pill.
But she should be in control of her body,
I should be in control of her body if it means I have to pay what's coming out of her body for. You know what I'm saying? So if she has the baby, I must pay. I must also have the option to say, no, you may not have the baby. I do not want you to have the baby. Raspo como un pollo en la calle. And then I walk out and have a drink.
You said that means something like you've given me the gift of life by getting rid of a baby.
Yes.
Isn't that kind of an oxymoron?
Nazi moron?
Oxymoron. It's a conflicting statement. And you're right, sir. It is. Here is Austin on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. I'm...
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Good evening.
To this counselor, aware that it is a felony to give a prescribed drug to somebody unknowingly? And according to the FDA, 5% of women experience complications with RU486.
5% is a very acceptable number. Very acceptable number.
Not if it sends someone to the hospital and they die. You could be.
Are you aware of the fact that the FDA has approved this drug?
Someone and you are supposedly a counselor?
The FDA has approved of this pill, ma'am. I'm not killing anyone.
The FDA also says you have to be under a doctor's care to receive it.
I am a relationship counselor.
You are not a doctor, and I
have serious
doubts that you're any kind of a counselor.
Are you a doctor?
I am a counselor, which is almost as good.
It is nowhere near as good. You cannot prescribe medication.
Let me ask you this. You're in the middle of a loving relationship with a man. Suddenly you find out you're pregnant. This is not what you want. I'm not at 24 years of age. You want to be a young free woman for a while. And he hands you the gift of life. He hands you the RU486 pill and says, if you love me, you will take this.
Slap his face and walk away. First of all, he would.
I didn't finish.
Pill.
I would say to you then, la 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 la.
That means absolutely nothing.
What is that supposed to mean to an American woman?
Spanish, and it means nothing in English.
It is the love call.
The fact of the matter is,
yeah, go la la la, and then say, go scrape a chicken off the street.
What?
A potentially fatal dose to a person who has no idea. What, she wakes up the next morning bleeding, and she thinks, what?
Well, look at that. My cycle started early.
Oh, so
okay, that's it. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. Must be a full moon, huh, Rudy? Must be a heavy flow this month. I'm telling you, of all of the things that I've done.
Exactly.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Well, I knew sooner or later they get abortion back in the old talk show docket with the RU486. It's back, and it's as boring as ever. Speaking of abortion, I was dropping the kids off at school the other day, and I, speaking of aborting a fetus with a vacuum tube, I was dropping our kids off at school, and I noticed they're getting bad grades. Speaking of third trimester partial birth abortion, our kids are getting bad grades. Maybe we should have. Anyway, I was dropping the kids off at school the other day. Not that I really want to drop them off at school, but I have to because we live in the touchy-feely world of the SUV taking kids to school. We, the baby boomers of America, we, the former pothead, pot-smoking, smack-shooting, coke-snorting, Woodstock-attending bunch of freaks, we all of a sudden are going to tell everybody how to live, how to do it, and we all of a sudden recognize what a dangerous place this is. All of us baby boomer parents smoked and screwed, and we did everything we could possibly do. Now, of course, the rest of the world can't have no fun. We're going to make sure that we put a lid on everybody else's kicks. And we're starting with our own kids who don't ride bikes to school anymore. No, forget that. They have to be driven everywhere. And they don't just ride their bike over to Billy's house to see what he's up to. Hey, man, I got a snail in my pocket. I got a slingshot. You want to go down by the railroad track and bust out some windows in the old railroad house? No, we don't do that anymore. We make play dates. We have a date for Timmy to go over and stand around like a fruit ball with his friend playing whatever the hell it is that those guys do now, right? So kids, in other words, aren't as butch as they used to be. But by the same token, kids today have it way tougher in school. And I'm being very serious. Way tougher in school. When you pick your kid up from school and he's hauling his books behind him in one of those suitcases with the wheels on it. Well, I picked the kids up from school the other day, man. There's kids pulling their books in suitcases, man. I never had to do that. My books went into a book bag. So the fact is, academically, kids are way more challenged today than they were. But it still bothers me when I'm dropping them off. And at the school that the kids go to, they have these orange traffic cones that they set out. So you have to pull the car in. And you have to drop them off, and then you have to wait, and everybody's in front of you, and some of the kids take longer than others. And I'm one of these guys, once they tell me what the plan is, then I want to go according to the plan, right? And I said to this girl, okay, where am I supposed to drop them off? Drop them off, Mr. Henry, right there at the flagpole. Okay, that's where we're going to go. Well, no, I pull in. They ain't dropping no kids off at a flagpole. They're dropping off 20 feet before that and 30 feet before that. And it's tightening my jaws. So I'm sitting there, and here comes, you know, Daisy May or whatever, and she's got her kids, and it's taken them 6 years to climb out of her biggest excursion, you know, 86 miles of SUV, and kid after kid after kid. I mean, I know they're Catholic, but this is ridiculous. Just kid after kid pouring out of that thing. And I'm drumming my fingers on the wheel. I mean, you didn't move up to the flagpole. It's like, you know what, Henry? Lighten up. You got a work to go to today. You got a show to do. You got other people you got to deal with. Why don't you just lighten up on this one, okay? You didn't pull up to the flagpole. Because they're all worried their kids are going to get abducted off the street. So this is the big fear. Isn't it? Yeah, of course it is. You're afraid your kid's going to ride his bike to school. Along comes some dude in a van, probably. Probably with some kind of greasy, matted hair. I don't know how you envision it. And they sweep your kid off the street, and you never see your kid again. And that's why we spend all this money on our big-ass excursions and SUVs and other armored personnel carriers to take our kids to school, because we're afraid of this guy who's going to swoop our kids off the street. Well, I don't know whether you know this or not, but this is a fact. Most kids abducted in the United States of America are abducted by who? Anybody want to take a guess? You want to take a guess on it, Craig? You already read my notes.
Craig should say, oh, I already know because I read your notes.
They're abducted by their own parents. They're stolen off the street or out of the home by their own parents. Two divorced losers. One of them can't live without little Timmy. And she's going to be with Timmy for the rest of their days, and or he is, and they grab Timmy off the schoolyard, and off they go, you know, and that's the way that they're going to live their lives. Most kids are abducted by parents. They're not abducted by strangers. But you can't tell the average person out there who calls up the talk shows and calls up the newspapers and has got herself a phone tree going, you know, she's going to hip everybody to where I am at. You know, we must protect our children, and they have to be in an SUV. And because of all of that paranoia, that's why Chevy came out with the Excursion. Oh, Ford? I knew Ford would do it. Ford? Yeah, you know why Ford got into that Excursion business? Because all they had was that crap can Explorer with all those exploding tires. Oh, I'm sorry. You mean that was Firestone's fault? Well, anyway, if it wasn't for that paranoia, we wouldn't have all these big, fat, tank-like cars riding around out there. People think their kid's going to get stolen off the street. Number one, nobody wants your kid but you. That's the, and I hate to put it this way, but this is the cold, brutal reality of life. No one wants your kid but you. Now, the average pedophile, he don't even want to kill your kid. He don't even want to take your kid illegally. He wants to somehow, you know, I mean, swooping him off the street. He wants to somehow get on the internet or something and get him that way. But as far as just somebody driving down the street and grabbing your kid off the street and rolling away with him, it's a very, 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 very rare occurrence, because no one can put up with your kid than you. No one can stand being around your kid for much more than 5 seconds than you. I can barely stand being around my own kids. Of course, they aren't really my kids. I'm a stepdad. Well, there you go. That explains it. I think we really ought to loosen this whole thing up, give them some bikes, let them ride to school. I know that they have to haul their books around behind them with those big suitcases with wheels on them. But what the hell? You ever seen those bicycles that have those little kid cars you can pull? You can hook your suitcase up to that. I just like, you know what? It's nothing against your kids. It's my kids. I just like to see them get out on a bicycle because I like to torture them. And I found out one of my kids went and did a play date or a sleepover, whatever the hell they call it these days, at a friend's house last weekend. I wasn't around. And guess what they did the first couple hours he was over at his friend's house? They rode their bikes all over the place. For 2 hours, they rode their bikes. I said, dude, how come you won't do that here? Well, that was fun. Why? Because I wasn't going anywhere. Well, whatever. So there you go. The next time you look at a milk carton and you see a missing kid, call mom or dad, man. They probably know where he is. Do you know where your kid is? Yeah, he's locked in the trunk of my car. All right. 1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Hendry Show.